the recording of November 29, 2017, regular Board of Directors meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 6601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
On November 29, 2017, and with that, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, and with that, we will take a roll call. We have Director Parks, Crawford, and Chastain here, as well as myself. And I'm sure that we are shortly expecting the other members of the board. And let's go with Safety Minute. Welcome.
Taylor Crocker, Safety Specialist. Great. So today we're going to talk a little bit about holiday safety because it is the season. And I see a few people may have not have made it through Thanksgiving. But so between 2009 and 2013, U.S. fire departments responded to an annual average of 860 home fires. So, I was a fireman for quite a few years, and I can attest to this, that we always have more fires around Christmas than any other time of the year, which is very unfortunate. And there's 210 of those home structure fires are normally caused by Christmas trees. So, we're just going to go over a few things that we can do to prevent having hazards around the holidays. Biggest thing is the candles that go on the tree that not too many people are using anymore, but keep those away from your tree. You keep any other flammable at least 3 feet away from those trees. Inspect all the decorations. So when you're getting the lights out to put on your house, if they've got any frayed wires or anything, make sure to pitch them. And make sure to not leave your cooking unattended. That's a pretty big one. And also the space heaters. So a lot of times people try to dry towels on space heaters, or they get built up with a bunch of lint and then cause fires. Unfortunately, a lot of the space heater fires that we have are low-income community members, and it's really unfortunate because a lot of them, they're using their electric space heaters as their primary form of heat, and unfortunately, they're just outdated and not the safest ones out there. And then, of course, watering our Christmas trees. So keeping the Christmas tree watered, I've got a reminder that hits my phone every morning so that I don't forget to water the tree. But when you cut that tree, I mean, they suck up a lot of water to begin with. And then after you've had them in your house for about a month, they start not taking the water as well. And that's the time to pitch your tree. So right after Christmas, instead of keeping it through January, just try to get it out of your house. Because when they stop taking water, they dry out, and then you've got a fire hazard. Unfortunately, I can only bring one video today, and so the video that I brought today is the turkey frying explosions that happen from improper deep frying of turkeys. But the Christmas tree catching on fire and spreading throughout the room is also a good one. It's about 45 seconds to fully engulf your living room.
So if you like another cup, you'll start taking water again.
Possibly. I've never tried it.
I have.
Sweet. Keep that tree through January.
So what do you do with all the ornaments?
We're good.
Just hold them back. How long do Christmas trees last after this?
Life lights it off.
Okay. About a month.
So what's happening here is that person tried drying a frozen turkey. Or frying a frozen turkey. And so a lot of times people just dump their oil in the fryer before putting the turkey in, and then they have too much oil, and so the oil goes over the top of the fryer and then catches on fire. You can see right there. And I actually went to a fire one time. This guy was frying his turkey on his deck, and the oil went over the side, caught fire. He didn't have a fire extinguisher available, which he should always have. And it caught his deck on fire, which caught his house on fire, which then caught the neighbor's house on fire. And then he had two houses that burned down because of the Thanksgiving turkey. But so if you're going to fry a turkey, it's best to put the turkey in the fryer, then fill the oil. I feel like probably about 50% of society is now frying turkeys. Except for my wife won't let us have fried turkeys anymore, but... So just a little reminder, if you're frying a turkey, keep it away from your house and plan ahead. Thaw the turkey out and then measure it properly. Any questions on holiday safety?
Go ahead, Susan. One year we kept our Christmas tree and we decided that we would burn it in the backyard. You know, like the little thing, the little thing she wanted to get rid of it, the tree and burn it. So we stuck the tree out in the snow and we lit it. We all stood there, like about 20 people all stood there. Nothing. And then it goes, ka-whoosh! Like, you know, I mean, it went 30 feet in the air under the tree branch power line. Everybody kind of went, whoa! So, I mean, there's a heat content there, there's fuel there, and when it reaches that ignition point, that baby goes, like, now. It's very exciting.
Thanks. Right. And then, to keep you guys safe from food poisoning, we got meat thermometers over there. Taken out this Christmas season.
Too late.
Thank you. Any questions? Comments? That was good. No, thank you. Thanks. Enjoyed that. All right, let's go with the approval of the agenda. If you looked at the agenda earlier today, it's been modified somewhat, but go ahead and take a look. Any changes or modifications to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion is second to approve the agenda. Any further discussion?
What got changed?
The equipment resolution is now under executive session because there's some information from our attorney. That was the only change. Are there any comments on the agenda? Questions? Comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of the approval of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the agenda is approved as written. Persons to be heard. I don't believe I see any persons to be heard. Consent agenda. Again, take a quick look. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Okay, there's a motion. Second. Thoughts? I do have one announcement to make on under item A on the board calendar. As many of you know, I have sent out information that says I will be accepting a position with Alaska Energy Authority as executive director, which will require me to resign my position with Chuget, which I do regretfully. However, I'm coming to the end of my 10-year term, so I leave you in good hands. I don't even want to talk about it. It's hurtful, but I am announcing that I will be tendering my resignation at the December board meeting, effective December 31st. So public announcement so that we can start looking for a replacement director, start that process. So, any other items on the consent agenda? Okay, hearing none. Did we have a motion already? Yes, we did. Okay, so hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the consent agenda passes. CEO reports and correspondence. Are there any items there that board or Lee, you would like to emphasize or highlight?
Nothing unless the board would like to walk through something.
Okay, board members, is there anything there that you would require more information or want to talk about?
I guess I would just comment that I think it's consistent with our previous decision that we would just use basically the same member survey so that we get a sense of any changes in the attitudes of our members. And so we've spent a lot of time on that in the past, and I'm glad to see we're just using the same one and maybe we'll supplement that with another survey later.
Yeah, I agree with that, Susan. I think we did a good job of separating the issue survey from the ongoing baseline analysis. So we're ready to go with that again. Any other comments or questions on CEO reports and correspondence? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to director reports. Lee, I'm going to let you start with the ARTEC report.
Okay, we did have an ARTEC meeting. It was predominantly an executive session, so it probably would be better. I think everything except the action item was under executive session, but we did approve a contract with GDS to take a look at basically the USO effort or the Rail Belt Reliability Council. And so they will be moving forward, working with the utilities, the stakeholders, and trying to come up with a governance structure and really deciding what the basic elements of the RRC will be. So is it going to be, you know, the primary ones that we've looked at is reliability, and then trying to approve reliability standards and then uphold those standards if someone doesn't comply. Talking about long-term planning, integrated resource planning, and so forth. So that will all be kind of fleshed out and trying to get consensus amongst the utilities and the stakeholders. That process will start. We're already up against the holidays. The thought was probably start having meetings the first part of January and move into the probably middle of April period for a final report.
Okay. Harry.
I was also at that meeting, and I heard something that I was really...
Is there something that we need to discuss in executive session? Since the
okay,
meeting
I'll
was
just,
in executive
we'll,
session?
We'll wait for that.
Okay, I'll make sure that we get to that.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none, let's move on to board committee reports. We certainly had Audit and Finance Committee. I think we all attended that. But Cece, would you like to run that down for us?
Yes. We have two recent Audit and Finance Committee meetings on November 6th and November 27th. I do believe everyone was present for both. November 6th, we approved the NQ. In November 27th, we recommended that the board approve the operating and capital budget.
Okay.
Those were the two actions taken.
Any questions for CC on audit and finance? Okay, Bettina, operations?
Well, we all had an incredibly good meeting last night. It was long, but the presentations were just exceptional, and we learned everything we could possibly learn, I think, about operations and maintenance around here. So I think everyone was in attendance, and great meeting. And we'll come up with our next topics for our next Operations Committee meeting in short order.
Any questions for Bettina? Okay, Susan, governance?
Nothing happened. We intended to have a meeting toward the end of this month, but there were other things that we occupied our time. And, you know, there may be other reasons that we need to do some more extensive review of our bylaws coming up. And so, since there's really no deadline running on the annual meeting, I decided to defer further consideration of bylaws changes.
Okay. Any questions for Susan? All right. Other meeting reports. Reed?
Well, the last report that I brought to the board was at the special meeting. It was regarding the quarterly board meeting that happened November 3rd. There have not been REIT meetings since our last full board meeting that I need to report on. However, I just got an email today that has to do with elections for nomination for REIT board. We're not up. So it is time sensitive. It's due back, nominations are due December 7th, and I received them today. So we won't get a chance to meet, but we're not up. So I think it doesn't...
But we do vote. It's due December 7th.
Correct. It's due December 7th. There are a total of 6 utilities on the report, and the ones expiring, whose term is expiring this year, is Homer and Kodiak.
And so we have to...
Kodiak.
And so what is our obligation to vote for one of... Because typically what we've done in the past is we've decided internally who to vote for. We can do that in executive session, so... If there is a vote that we need to weigh in on, let's do that then.
They're still accepting nominations. So the nominations are due December 7th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're just self-nominations.
Okay.
Yeah, when the time comes to vote, there will probably be more than one candidate for fewer seats. So then we have to talk about that.
Have that conversation then. Okay. Any other?
I did also get an email from Chris, and it was addressed to me and Stuart, but I believe he wanted us to share it with the board, and I asked Connie to print it for us.
Okay. So does this have to do with the testimonial?
Yes.
I wrote you all a note last night, and I gave some history. REAP had asked me to make a quote for a testimonial for their fundraising thing, and they drafted something for me. I ran it by a couple of you. We were not comfortable with it, so we decided not to, with the short time frame that they had to go to the printers, not to include a testimonial from me. I got a panicked call from Chris last night saying that they had inadvertently included it. So I apologize that it got included. It was not approved by me before it was included. And go ahead if you want to read Chris's note. Is that what you want to do?
It's a lengthy email.
Oh, okay.
I could read it if the board wanted to, or I could just forward it. But I just spoke with Chris on my way here, and he apologized. He said it wasn't an attempt to ignore our wishes. It was just a mistake that happened with the printers.
Well, I thought it was quite good, and I was really proud that you put it in.
Well, the reason why I didn't give the approval is because we hadn't had everybody weigh in and out. In on it, and I wouldn't want to be, I would be associated with Chugach, which is all of you all, and didn't want to take the liberty. I don't find it to be particularly insensitive or derogatory towards our organization, but I was conscious of the idea that you all hadn't seen it before it went in. So that's why I did not allow it. So it's in there. It's gone out to hundreds of people.
I thought it was good.
Okay.
I would say the only problematic thing about it is your new.
If that's not a problem there. When he sent me the text of testimonial, I ran it through Lee and Bettina and CC, and I did run it through AEA as well, and AEA did not have any problem. We did a little wordsmithing and then finally decided against putting it in, yet that didn't quite stick. So I think there's not a lot of harm done, but I apologize that it should have been brought to all your attention before it was authorized, and it wasn't because it wasn't authorized. You got it. Okay. Moving forward, any other meeting reports? Okay, we have no unfinished business. New business. Let's get started on appointments to the 2018 Bylaws Committee. Does somebody want to make a motion?
I move that the Board of Directors appoint Frank Wharton to be on the Bylaws Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, there's a bunch of seconds. Motion is second. Is there any discussion about that?
The only candidate we have.
That's a good discussion.
He's the best of all.
He's the best of all our many candidates. Okay, so we're going to do this one at a time, so let's go ahead. And all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, election committee. Is there a motion?
I guess I move that the Board of Directors appoint, is that Lewis or Louis? Lewis Thies to B term, and Stacey Horn and Esther Cox to the A terms. Are there only two? We appoint members to fill four on the A and B or three. What? I can't figure this out. Someone else make the motion.
There's one available for the A term, and there's four available for the B term.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with the
three and the B or
A. Oh, gotcha. Okay, Louis Thies to the B term and Stacey Horn and Esther Cox to the A term, which is what I said first time.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Is there any interest in talking about switching people around for the terms? I say we put as many people on the longest terms as we can to hook them in. Any other discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the motion passes unanimously. Nominating committee. Let's have a motion, please. This is a simple one.
I move that the board of directors appoint Ashley Johnson to the A term on the nominating committee.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. My only comment is we probably need to uptick our efforts on member engagement, so we'll have to work on that a little bit because it's probably the leanest I've seen in my whole time here. Okay, let's go into procurement of switchgear for DeBar Substation. Do you want to speak to that, or let's have a motion first and then see if we need more discussion. Is there a motion?
I move that the board of directors authorize the chief executive officer to execute a contract for 12.5 kilovolt switchgear with Myers Power Products.
Second.
Okay, a motion second. Any discussion? Anything you want to add to this?
So,
no, it's pretty straightforward.
If there's any questions, we've got Brian or John here.
John?
Does anybody want to explore this any further? You guys may have made all the trip, you know, the three-step trip for nothing.
It's in the CIP.
Okay, it's in the CIP, correct. Okay, there's a motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. You have your lovely switchgear.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Let's go to Battle Creek project confirmation. May I have a motion, please? Stuart.
All right. I move that the Board of Directors confirm the authorization of the Chief Executive Officer to participate in the Battle Creek diversion project, securing its full share plus such additional unsubscribed shares as may be available at an estimated cost to Chugach between $14.3 and $47 million, subject to final participation decisions.
Okay, there's a motion second. Discussion.
Finally.
Susan.
I just would like the record to reflect whether or not we have the capacity to do a $47 million project.
And I will have Sherry come up and talk a little bit about the economics of the project.
So this isn't our asset. So this runs through Purchase Power. So through our power sales agreement for Bradley Link. So it'll be handled the same way. So we will get a bill from AEA, our proportionate share, and we'll pay that, and that'll be included in Purchase Power on our P&L. So,
but if others don't participate, we're in for the whole thing. That's what I understand. That's right.
Correct.
Yeah, and so far there's a letter authorization from the MEA board to participate. There is a participation. The Homer Board of Directors has signed, as well as the City of Seward. The two that I believe are not going to participate are MLMP and Golden Valley.
So does the $47 million reflect not having Golden Valley and not having MLMP?
The 47 is the total
is
project.
The total up,
because
well,
they haven't actually taken the vote yet. So Chugach is willing to take 100% of the benefits and pay 100% of the cost. So depending on what they vote at the, well, they're supposed to notify the BPMC if they want to participate. And if they don't want to participate, then the rest, there are unsubscribed shares and the rest can.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back. I think it would be helpful if we just had you tell us that we can handle this
because
it's
causing
problems.
Yes.
Okay. And it really is just a direct pass-through. It will go through just like the other Bradley cost. It goes into Purchase Power, which is a direct pass-through as part of the fuel Purchase Power component.
But I do have an update, if that's okay, with what the activities have been.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah, so the board did approve a resolution on July 26th authorizing Chugach's participation in the project. At that time, it was estimated at $50 million. We were offering to participate in maybe possibly doing the financing, helping with project management, and since then, you know, the project has moved along, and one of the things we were able to do is we applied for the new clean renewable energy bonds, NCREB. And we received, AEA received a $40 million allocation of that on October 5th. And then we also learned about another program called Qualified Energy Conservation Bonds. It's called QECD for state and local governments. Handled the same way that NCREB did, that there is a subsidy. But what they did, the federal government allocated amounts to the states based on population. So the state of Alaska received an allocation of $7.1 million. And so there was still money available with the proposed tax bill. Before the government right now, the subsidies go away at 12/31. So there's still money available through the state. So we could, AEA could get 30% of that, or $2.136 million. So that application was sent out on November 20th, and the state, it's managed through the State of Alaska Department of Revenue. They meet on December 4th, so next week we'll find out if there's another $2.1 million that's available under this subsidy. So just, if you take those two subsidies over the life of the debt, you use a subsidy of over $20 million in interest between that. So $42 million, that's a $20 million subsidy. So we are trying to close by year end just in case tax bills get approved, because it will expire, that they're projected to be eliminated. So we solicited several lenders, and we did receive a low bidder, and so we're progressing with them on terms and conditions, and it is going to the BPMC in a workshop on Friday, and then the BPMC will vote on the financing on December 6th, and then the AEA board, if it's approved, the AEA board will meet on December 7th to approve. And so then we expect to close at year end. Another item, they did open the bid. Engineers' estimate was $38.1 million. They opened the bids on November 8th. The low bidder came in at $36.5 million. So when you add the owner's costs and contingencies and everything, it brings the project cost to approximately $46.6 million. So that's why we have $47 million in. So, MEA's board, as we mentioned, approved it on November 13th. HEA approved it on November 14th. Seward City Council approved it on the 27th. And so we're the last one for confirmation before we move forward.
Great. Thank you. Great. Comments, questions? Other than Harry's finally. I think that's good. So I believe that we have a motion and a second in front of us. Any further?
We just have one additional item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you were finished.
So we ran the economics now that some of the financing has
okay.
Been finalized. We went ahead and ran those. So. So I'll explain the graph. So the NCREB and the QECD equal $42.136 million. The balance of the loan will wait to be set about 3 years from now when the project's done. So I've put in three different low, mid, high financing costs for that additional $4.8 million. So then giving those, you can see what the levelized price over the life of the project would be. The alternative energy, and then we added in the CO2 cost, so somewhere between 55 and 57 per megawatt hour compared to 74. And the financing played a huge role in these numbers as well.
Absolutely.
As you can imagine.
Huge. Comments? I think that's a wonderful price. I think that's a really good addition and a wonderful price.
So I'm apologize. You have Krebs plus is Krebs rate plus 4%.
Yeah, so the Krebs
pluses are pretty high, I think.
No, so the Krebs loan is $40 million and that's subsidized at about the rate is about 1.41%.
Plus
the QE. Well, the QECD is $2.136 million, and that will also be about 1.4. So when you take $42 million out of it at $4.42 million, you have a remainder of $4.8 million, yeah. And it's only that $4.8 million that I've done the
4%.
Yeah, the
okay, fine.
That
I can go with you.
So
I always thought it was Krebs plus 4 rather than Krebs on one group or on the second group.
Sure.
Susan. So we don't have any way to receive a CO2 benefit. There's no government program that gives us that, right?
Yeah. Well, getting the Krebs financing is basically equivalent to that. So it's either as a private cooperative, we don't get any tax write-off benefits. So this program was put in place so a co-op can basically get the same type of program as getting the 30% reduction in price. So we get an equivalent reduction in interest rates that accommodate basically the same thing.
Good lobbying for the cooperatives. Cece?
Just wanted to understand, since those would maybe unsubscribed shares that we would pick up, are those utilities who choose not to subscribe for the project, can they later the committee have to guarantee and
so yeah, some of the struggle we've got going on right now is you've got two Golden Valley and MLP that don't want to participate initially, but to make this happen we have to have an 80% vote to get the financing. So they put in some clauses that they can get back in anytime they want later on, and at this point we don't really have a lot of leverage. So anytime that MLMP or Golden Valley, if they choose not to get in today, can get in later on.
They'd have to make up.
Now they have to make up the upfront cost that we put in to start with, but that's really about it there.
Low risk is fair.
Yeah, we want everybody in it though.
Yeah.
So, other comments or questions? Okay, we have a motion and a second on the Battle Creek project confirmation, so we're ready to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes and we're still doing Battle Creek. All right, simplified rate case. Let's start with the motion there.
Move that the Board of Directors approve the resolution authorizing filing with the RCA to get to September 2017 this year. RCF requesting approval to increase demand and energy rates by 0.4% to gas retail and 0.2% to the wholesale class of sewer electric system for rates effective February 1st, 2018.
Second. Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
And Arthur is here if anyone has any specific questions.
Any discussion whatsoever. I think we hear about this a lot. I think people are pretty well up to speed on what all this is. So if there is no discussion, we'll go ahead and call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. I think this is you, Mr. Henderson. We have item G. Is there a motion? Somebody else want to make the motion?
Somebody's got it up.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. I move that the Board of Directors approve the National Association of Public Directors membership.
Second.
And there's a second. Okay, so motion and second. We've talked about this a little bit. I know some people have some concerns. Jim, tell us why we need to spend this money.
Well, because it's not as much as they asked for originally. Start off with it's only $6,800 a year for everybody rather than $8,500 a year. We start off with that was one of the
And what is the benefit to the membership?
Well, before we get to that, this says 8,500. So
yeah,
is it 6,500 now?
It's 68 something. They have a discounted as of, it was through the 15th of last month, and they said they would honor that if we join this month. I talked to them and I told them I was bringing it to the board today.
So this should be revised.
Yeah, the resolution. The motion.
The normal dues is $8,500. I apologize. I'm not going to be able to quote that last step, but the discount is right now.
So we need to amend this motion because it is with the discussion says $8,500. But let's have the discussion first.
At a reduced initial dues, how bad?
Well, we'll amend the motion after we have the discussion to see what people feel about whether we need to amend the motion or not. Let's have a discussion about whether we should incur this additional expense for this membership. Jim, would you like to make the case for doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to lean on some people here to help me certainly make it astonishing and interesting point. All of you guys have gone to the NRECA meetings and some browsed about their meetings, and maybe if you haven't, you need to question some of the speakers, and some of you haven't. But there was two meetings. I didn't get to go to either one of them, oddly enough. Brian went to one of them.
Of this group, NACD?
Yes.
Okay.
He went because he's a member of NACD with Federal Credit Union, and their lead speaker, I'll let you guys guess, and you never will, but that's okay. Their lead speaker was?
Nathan Albright.
Okay, can you find a better quality than that? Ever. Second of all, the meeting I didn't get to go to, which was on governance and financing principles, difference between principle and action and behavior. And the speaker was Andrew Fastow. Does that affect anybody? Anybody know who he was? He's the fellow that went to jail at Enron. He's the one that wrote all that huge amount of offshore financing packages. His discussion was what we can do and what we shouldn't do. This is the quality of speakers that they present, and I would think this would be certainly more than any motivation at all. The third one was this discussion on cyber security at the national conference that Brian went to, and he can speak to it. So the quality of speakers here and the quality of exposure here is unsurpassed. I have never seen anything like it, and I have joined on my own, although it is a bit onerous for me to do it, and a little bit onerous to go to some of the meetings, but I make an effort because I think it's a significant value.
So you've been to some of the meetings?
I've been to some of the activities. I've done a bunch of their webinars, if I can do that. No, I can't get to the Chicago chapter. That's a chapter I can join because I get through Chicago more than anyplace else, but going to meetings in downtown Chicago is a bit of a chore for me. No, I didn't go to the National. It is whatever it was, $2,300, and I don't have that kind of money to spend right now.
$2,300 over and above $6,500.
That's for your annual meeting, and of course we pay dues to go to an annual meeting with NRACA, but we certainly don't get Madeline Albright.
Okay, other thoughts? Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your mentioning.
And I need Brian to stand up and speak because he certainly.
Brian, would you like to? We're doing the four, the pro and con here, so let's go.
I go to their stuff. I find it very informative. Jim mentioned this to me last night, so I pulled out my schedule from. I was at the Global Leaders Summit a few weeks ago in D.C. So the themes were sort of environmental, social, governance, and artificial intelligence and robotics were sort of the drivers of most of what they were doing. The format of their meetings, you have a 7 a.m. breakfast, and there's a half dozen of those, so you pick one. And then they have Spark Talks, which are 45-minute talks. I found them really interesting. They had a lady, Daring Leadership, the Four Pillars of Courage, a lady named Brene Brie, she's a professor of professor at the University of Houston on vulnerability, courage, ethics, and trust, which was a really interesting presentation. I was in the nominating governance thing, which I thought was pretty interesting. It was a section 951 on Dodd-Frank it's more for public companies, but it's say on pay, and the effect of that on share prices of corporations that actually have say on pay votes, which are required now in those that haven't passed. It was interesting. The networking lunch, I thought this was really good. There was a lunch with a lady named Austin Goolsbee is a guy, and Amy Webb. She's a futurist, and she wrote a book called The Signs Are Talking. Today's fringe is tomorrow's mainstream. And it's sort of a methodology for looking at things. And I started the book, I bought it and started it, I haven't finished it. But it's really an interesting way to look at, and I've been thinking about artificial intelligence robotics, and I really think when you put it in a frame, sort of a framework to walk through future concepts, I think it's going to change this business. 20 years from now, it will be unrecognizable. I've been trying to look at it like she does, where you take these things that are coming and say, how does that affect labor? You know, anything that you do that's repetitive will be able to be done by an artificial intelligent robot in 20 years. And much of what we do is repetitive. So when you start trying to think, well, how does that affect labor? How does it affect the people who work here? What happens to them? So it's very interesting topic for me. There was also a great conversation with this guy, Walter Isaacson, who was a former editor of Time magazine, and he's the CEO of the Aspen Institute. He talked about cultivating curiosity across multiple disciplines. And he had written a book, he's written a couple books on Ben Franklin. Can't read one writing. I think it's Albert Einstein. He had just finished one on Leonardo da Vinci and trying to cultivate curiosity across disciplines for people who work in an organization. And that's sort of what he believes is a hallmark for greatness. So that was an interesting thing. So that's kind of the stuff you go to. Madeleine Albright was very interesting. She believes that there was a great talk on innovation and capitalism. It was by a lady named Rebecca Henderson she's a professor at the University of the Harvard Business School. And she's written a paper and book studying the case for sustainability, the financial case for sustainability. 160 academic studies show that firms with solid sustainability, and they have a definition for sustainability under the SASB framework, actually perform better, have lower cost, weighted average cost of capital than corporations that don't have it. So it was a very interesting presentation on that. There was a guy named Ajay Agrawal who talked on the coming AI revolution. He's from something called the Creation Destruction Lab in the University of Toronto. So it was very all good stuff. And then Madeleine Albright thinks that the largest problem facing the globe in the United States is North Korea.
Well, that's right.
Because we don't know anything about them, and we have no way to know anything about them, and we should be worried. And then she talked about communications a lot, about how it's really kind of was a conversation between an interviewer and her, and she talked a lot about how communications has really driven a lot of the polarization that you see globally right now. It's the fact that people who didn't, now they have cell phones and they see how other people are living. And 25 years ago, they didn't know, they just heard about it. They watched it on Baywatch or something, was her example, which I guess was quite a problem. Driving strategy through compensation. And there was a great one on blockchain technology. They had three guys who were actually working in the blockchain space, kind of to explain how blockchain works and how it's going to affect your world going forward. So it was good. And it was definitely worth the 4 days, and they're long days and they don't mess around. But
was it supplement, Enrica?
You know, I do the VLI thing, which is kind of the co-op or the credit union equivalent. And I would say they're very different. VLI is the credit union's equivalent to the NRECA thing. I would call it a little more parochial and less advanced, far less advanced. VLI is. You know, it's more about how do credit unions work, and what's the operating ratio, and that type of stuff. How does the operating ratio affect your asset growth, and how does asset growth affect your operating ratio? Kind of stuff that, while it's interesting, you can kind of read in the book. This stuff is all really sort of forward looking, and there were 1,600 directors there, from Fortune 100, 500 companies, you know, people like Amgen. And, oh, another great one was, it kind of applied to, I thought we were pretty forward looking this way. Ellen Kuhlman was, she's the retired CEO of DuPont, and she was talking about the importance of the social and governance aspects of the ESG model when you actually have an organization that's under attack. She had a proxy fight, which she won. And DuPont had spent a lot of time working with the communities that they were in. When the time came, the community stood up and stood by DuPont, and they actually prevailed. So it's interesting.
Okay, comments? Bettina?
I have more questions for you, Brian. So knowing what you know maybe about NRECA and the services that they offer in terms of, you know, the directors and the training, do you think it's, do you think it's valuable for us to join another, yet another organization where we need a bigger breadth of training opportunities and director education and director outlook? I mean,
I think that the, you know, my personal opinion is that the NRACA thing is important because what we do is very kind of boxed in the world, but they aren't all that forward looking. And I think, you know, the world is changing and changing fast. And there's one of the presentations, there's actually a guy from Soldat who's written a couple of books who did one of these Spark Talks. He had this, it was kind of interesting, a picture of a pond. And there were lilies halfway, the pond was halfway covered with the lilies. The lilies doubled once every day. What day do you think we're on? And you're on the 29th day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of that sort of stuff that we're where are we going?
Yeah, speaker at NRECA that did that demonstration.
So it's like, where are we going, you know, out in the future? So, and so I just think the quality of them, compared to what I've seen at the BLI, which is sort of the equivalent of NRECA, I mean, I think you're in a different league.
Yeah.
And definitely.
You have to realize that 498 of the Fortune 500 boards are in this organization. 498 Fortune 500, only two of the Fortune 500 are not members of this organization. This is a level of knowledge that's brought to the table. I mean, these people aren't Fortune 500 board members because they are bikers. They bring things, and their interest in things like that, the cyber technology issue was really phenomenal. The capacity to listen to somebody is and expose is Alan Albright is unequal. It's just fine unequal. The capacity to listen to somebody as owners as Edward Fastow and see what he saw and see what he did and see how he did it and see why he now recognizes it. And it tells you this is not, yes, you can do it. My golly, if you look, first of all, I went to jail. Second of all, I destroyed a whole industry of which we are part of. Enron was sale of energy.
Well, I don't think there's any disputing it would be a super great thing. It's just the question in my mind is, if does it provide value to our members for us to up our game as individual directors? Or are we...
That's the question.
Are we getting enough value, getting the benefits that we get out of the NRECA training, or do we need supplemental stuff to be a better board? And
well, I think we have to recognize that there's an additional component to the cost, including the fee. I mean, then you have to pay to go and be in it, but that's something to pay attention to. Susan, then Harry.
Well, I have the same concern that Bettina just mentioned, and I was thinking maybe the way to put our toe in the water with this is to set a total budget for it. In other words, you know, if seven directors went to $1,000 a piece just for, I mean, I think we should just set a budget for it.
Say,
you know, that it's 60 to 800, set a budget of, you know, no more than 15,000 or 20,000 for the first year or something. Because I think it would bring value to the organization if we had a person or two go and come back and really report on what they saw there. We would all get the value of it without company spending a whole bunch of money, and then if this is better than Amerika, then we substitute. But to just suddenly bring in something with an unlimited budget, I think, is not responsible.
Okay. Harry?
So, I have sat through a lot of NRECA presentations and a lot of other presentations from my time in the legislature. And you sit there and you listen for hours and you hope to get a couple of cards that you can keep out of all of those. I think that's worthwhile. Yeah, and, you know, get calluses on my rear sitting there waiting for those couple of cards that I can keep. But I'll keep doing it because they've been helpful. And I think more information is good. And I always think about the Wayne Gretzky quote. They asked him, what makes you better than all the other hockey players, thousands of hockey players out there? He said, it's not that I'm faster or more coordinated or any of those things. He said, the reason why I was successful is I don't think about where the puck is. I think about where the puck is going to be. And I think that this thing might actually give us some forward thinking and be able to anticipate where we're going.
Okay, thank you. Other thoughts? CC and Stuart, go ahead.
I wanted to, I guess I agree with Bettina and Susan about the justifying the value of it to our members. But another thing about NRECA is as much as they, you know, we've come back frustrated with some things, and but they are in the business of what we do. So I think we can supplement, but I don't know if we can substitute that specialized education they provide. And I would worry about if we directed our resources towards this, because it is, you know, innovative and forward looking and has good speakers, that we're going to miss out on the opportunity to drive change at NRECA. I feel like the last 2 years we were able to lead some other folks along. So just, I don't see it as a substitute for NRECA.
What do you see there's value in joining this as well, not as a substitute?
I mean, I trust Jim, I trust Brian. I guess I would have to see what value I might get out of it just based on personal experience. But what you said sounds great and helpful. I guess I can't tell the value for myself.
So we are going to vote on the motion. So
I think a good way would be to set the amount.
Okay. So I don't think that we're going to spend, unless people vote down the motion and it comes up again, I don't think we're going to spend a lot more time studying it. I think tonight is the night that we're going to make a decision, either to go with it or to go with it with restrictions or to not go with it. Certainly if we decide not to go with it, we can always bring it up at another time. But I think that vote is going to happen tonight. So, Stuart.
So I'm intrigued by it, but my question is, how does this really apply to the co-op model? And, you know, first off, are there any other co-ops that are even members of this, or is it just us? I don't know.
It's co-op right
there. Well, there are some, you know, I ran into several federal credit union people there.
They're co-ops.
I haven't really checked. I doubt there are a lot of co-ops involved in it. But what I found is when they talk about, you know, often they talk about shareholder value. And there's, you know, in the broadest sense, there's carryover to member value. I mean, there are shareholders and our owners. So, you know, conceptually, I can make a leap there and say, okay, that applies. You know, like the idea of what DuPont was, they were talking about shareholder value and community value. Well, our community is our shareholders, so really those are sort of the same thing. So, but I don't think you'll probably find a lot of co-ops there. There were several. Well, I met three other federal credit union people there, which is a co-op. You know,
credit right, co-op. Right. I think.
Other side.
And following on this, so I am intrigued. I first off, I don't even know what our budget is as Chugach for this kind of, you know, membership into NRECA and all of that.
So,
and where's this play, you know, have we expended 90% in this?
Let me clarify that. We've had this discussion at this board table before of whether we want to put a budget around travel and NRECA events. And we've decided, and open it up to maybe other events that you might want to go to, you know, other visits. And we've decided not to put a limit on that in the past. That doesn't mean that that's what we need to do in the future. We have a general budget that we spend a lot of time being under. So, but we don't have a specific budget for this kind of activity.
Okay. And then the final component on it is if we would go through and join something like this, I believe you were saying the webinars and all happen frequently, and we can, you know, are those...
There's a lot of...
Are those resources. Just free for membership?
Yeah, and there's a lot of resources. You know, there's, like, they have a cybersecurity guide for boards of directors. They have, you know, and normally the way they're structured is questions that a board should ask management about cybersecurity. Questions that a board should ask management about your financial statements. You know, so they have white papers or documents, and they produce one of those. Yeah, they do. There's a bunch of resources on the website. I've scratched the surface. I've read a few of them, and as much as you can read.
Okay, so let's go ahead.
These webinars seem like it'd be an opportunity for the various members and all to really see if there is value at a deeper level where you really do want to invest over $10,000, but initially, you know.
Okay, so I just want to, Harry has his hand up, and Jim, and then let's hear from them, and then let's talk about maybe a motion that we want to consider, and then if we don't like that, we'll consider another one. So let's go with Harry first.
Well, what I was going to say, that I agree with Susan that we need to stick our toe in the water, find out, you know, just like we do with other things around here. We don't go whole hog right at the beginning. We ease into it and see if we like it and think it's worthwhile or not. So I'm fine with putting a limit to begin with and see how important. And I don't think anybody mentioned it as a substitute for NRECA. It's kind of in addition to, I was thinking, but, you know, there may come a point when we actually think it's more worthwhile than NRECA because...
Okay, so I want to finish this up. Let's go Jim, and then Susan, and Brian, and then that's it. Then we're going to talk about a motion, because right now the motion on the table is incorrect. Go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say, I'm just going to pull it up. One of those white papers that you made reference to, I received maybe 6 weeks ago, was on M&A and the board's responsibility and direction and questions about M&A. And if you don't know what M&A is, it's called mergers and acquisitions. So it was very appropriate. But since I'm a single member, I don't have the right to give you or show you this paper. I can read it, I can be conversant in it, but I can't give you that education, okay? Because you're not a full member.
Okay.
And they are very restrictive on the level of giving people the right to give out the information, the knowledge base that they have made a great deal of.
That's a good point to make for the group membership. Susan, and then Brian.
Well, I was just going to move to amend the motion that's already on the table.
Can you hold off on that? I'll have Brian comment, then you can amend the motion. Brian?
Yeah, I was going to say at Denali, we still do a lot of training, you know, where you actually rub shoulders with a lot of co-op members, or credit union members there. And then we supplement it. And we don't all go, you know, generally one person goes or two. You know, it's not everybody goes all the time. It's a supplemental kind of thing, so you know it is fairly expensive. You know, I mean,
the entry fee is just the start.
Yeah.
And we start travel and we start expenses.
Yeah,
What I'm hearing around the table though is that there's some value in it, some a higher level thinking value, not to replace NRECA, but that maybe we should find out what that value is before we go whole hog. But that would require us to incur the $6,500 plus have a budget for travel or webinars or whatever else that we could do. So Susan, you wanted to amend the, who made the motion?
Jim did.
No, did Jim make the motion?
Jim did.
So would you like to offer a friendly amendment to the motion? To
add the phrase with target expenditures through 2018, what do we call it?
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed $20,000. Because I, and let me just ask a question. I assume we would join this effective, you know, for 2018 for
Chugach. Yeah, it'll,
would we
it,
join?
It'll be if I take it to them. You're from Portland. Thank you for reminding me, because my dad is an absolute disaster again. I will advise them that the board agree. I will forward the resolution to that effect and ask them to honor their conditions of giving us the reduced membership that was good through the 15th of this month. I will do that for sure tomorrow if you guys approve it. Now I'm not sure if that answers your question.
No, because you see that it's either a calendar year or a
Chugach
year.
Here's what they do. Here's what they do. It's a calendar year.
Okay,
it's a calendar year. But they would start your membership. They would give you the additional month
free
this month. Year.
Okay, so then my motion was right. So I would add some records complete. Wow, I can't read my writing. With target expenditure for 2018. Of not to exceed $20,000. That way we're not capped at $20,000, but we have a target.
I would ask you also to please amend the membership, annual membership investment number.
And annual membership fee of 60...
Well, I'll just up to... Just put the 20... Okay, you want
okay,
to use
20?
No,
yeah,
just
because
use
I don't know what it is.
Okay,
I
up to $20,000, we're good. So with target expenditures for 2018... of $20,000.
Okay, do you accept that as a friendly... Okay, we're moving on. Jim, do you accept that as a friendly amendment? Who was our seconder?
Me.
Do you accept that as well?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion on the table right now is that the Board of Directors will approve the National Association of Corporate Directors membership with expenditures not to exceed $20,000 in 2018.
Second.
That is the motion on the table. Any further discussion?
For the calendar year, not in 18, because we're going to pay the initial dues right now.
Okay. For the calendar year 2018. I think we have it, right?
Yes.
I believe that we have. Any other comments or questions? All right, we're going to call the question. All those in favor of the motion, as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. All righty, let's go into executive session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
I have one before we go there. One other thing, if I may, and that's not on the calendar, I apologize. Not on the calendar, but I've mentioned several times that some utilities, and I haven't been very specific because it's a utility, and I was also a member of, have significant incentives to their members through discounts for assets that improve or cause conservation of electricity in their organ for their members or their customers. I did this the other day. This is a receipt. I apologize, I don't have it. This is one item of lots and lots of things that they have available for their members or their customers. In Mount Edison, this is actually I purchased two of them. Which we don't do, guys. Which really
we are going to put that on the agenda for next month. We haven't noticed it, and we haven't amended our agenda, but please have that available for next month. Okay. So we will defer that to the December meeting.
I won't be here.
Well, you can. Are you planning to call in? Okay. Well, you can certainly put it on the agenda. We can have the discussion, but we're not prepared to discuss that at this meeting. We haven't noticed it, so we can't move forward. All right, let's go with executive session motion.
Move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1) and 3, the Board of Directors go into executive session 2, 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2, discuss with its attorneys and receive reports upon legal matters that are attorney-client privileged, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Second.
Okay, motion second to go into executive session. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We're in executive session. Anything else? Oh, we were going to talk about ahead with new business, item 10. Are we ready to go? Okay. I knew we were ready to go. So let's start with a motion on item 8.
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors approve the resolution updating the Association's vision, mission, and value statement as described herein.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion is second. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of the motion as read, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, we have a new mission, vision, and value statement. Yippee. Mm-hmm. All right, item number 2, Building G lease extension. Is there a motion?
I move that the Board of Directors authorizes the Chief Executive Officer to issue an addendum to the current Building G lease with AMP Industries, extending the lease 5 years from its current termination date of December 31st, 2018 to December 31st, 2023, thereby increasing the total cost of the lease in the amount of $1,080,000.
Second. Motion is second. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Item C, approved 2018 strategic plan.
Madam Chair, I move that the Board of Directors approve Chugach Electric Association, Inc.'s 2018 strategic plan.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the 2018 strategic plan? Susan and then Lee. Susan.
Are we approving it with the slight addition that we discussed in executive session?
As discussed.
Okay, so we want to add that to the motion as discussed.
I'm just going to recommend that we add workforce development as another component.
Okay, or we can just say as discussed in executive session.
Or as discussed in executive session.
Let's just leave it as discussed in executive session. Everybody good with that? All right, so that's what we're going to vote on. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. A Kloetner resolution.
Move that the Board of Directors approve the equipment resolution in the version reviewed and discussed in executive session.
Okay, motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. How about director comments, Harry?
Well, it's been a whirlwind three days.
That's one way to describe it.
And it's been very informative, and I somewhat have enjoyed it.
Somewhat have enjoyed it. Thank you, Harry. Stewart.
I agree with her. It's been a great 3 days.
Okay, thank you, Cece. But I know it does take a toll being here for several hours, 3 days in a row. So that has been pretty hard to manage with work and family. And I know that staff is going through the same thing. So thank you for being here with us 3 nights in a row and preparing for this marathon.
Thank you, Susan. I learned a lot. Appreciate everyone's effort reflected in the presentations that we've had in the last 3 days. And everybody just have an awesome Christmas.
And you won't be here.
I won't be here, right. Although I'll see your smiling faces on the video.
Oh, we might have that
for December.
Yeah.
Have that.
Mr. Henderson, Director Henderson.
Well, it's been a busy week. I'm still doing secretarial duty here, trying to make sure I got all my stuff. So I'm not really focusing at all. Apologize. Like I said yesterday, I really appreciate the staff here. I appreciate everybody. You know, they're pleasant to me. They're courteous. They respect my being an old fart and and they certainly enhance my knowledge tonight. I like the board really well. But I really appreciate the folks here. Barbara,
thank you. Thank you. Bettina.
I really don't have very much to add. I echo everyone's comments. And, appreciate the staff's hard work. Putting hours and hours and hours of presentations together for us, and everything's always nicely presented and impeccable, and I just really appreciate it. Thank you.
I think the reason why we can handle, my comment is, I think the reason why we handle three days of meetings is because it is so succinct and together and easy to follow. So thank you for that. I thought that having that actual 2018 strategic plan that was approved and now will go out to the employees is really a good step to communicating with everybody. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.